And one of the things that I think we have to pay attention to is the rising cost of a degree. By the way, and not to detract from this conversation, but this is a topic that cuts across both public higher ed and private higher ed. And I was really intrigued to see last week's announcement by Sewanee, or the University of the South, that they are reducing tuition. That is a very uncommon move among university leaders right now. We tend to have this silliness of increasing tuition rates and then deepening discounts. But in any event, the net real dollar cost of a student going to college is increasing at a rate faster than inflation, and with clarity that is not much better than what I would call the cost shifting that goes on in our purchase of energy or our purchase of health services. We have cross subsidies and different people paying different prices for the same experience, all with a very confusing cloud over it. So I worry about sort of the unintended consequence of accepting longer experience to completion, that is, four-year experiences being stretched to five or six, or two-year experiences moving to three or four, because it is my worry that the real true cost of that is not very well understood by the ultimate payer.